This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We're in Jimmyville. Four games. They're 3-1.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I do, like...
If it was a full year, they'd be 60-22.
They would. They would.
Or 61-21.
Like, now we get to... Like, let's go. Let's see what this actually looks like. You know what I mean? Like, we have spent, and I think there's a fair conversation here, we've spent about a week and a half talking about a team in a way that really is more an idea than reality. You know, Draymond Green, we're going to win a championship. All right, really all I took from that is that Draymond in the locker room are really feeling good. And that's great. That's wonderful. They have a high level of confidence. But I think, you know, at 7 o'clock tonight starts a real hot and heavy stretch of like, now you have to go do this. You have to actually look like you think you're going to look. And this is the perfect place to start, actually, because in theory, you're better than Sacramento. Vegas says you're favored tonight.
By two.
But on the road.
Right.
That's
right.
Like, in theory, Vegas is telling you you're a better basketball team than them. They just sent their best player out. You acquired your second best player. They've had your number a lot recently. So, like, what a perfect stepping stone tonight.
It is. But I do revert back to what I said yesterday or the day before about the emotions of the fan base, and it feels to me, and tell me if I'm wrong at 888-957-9570, but it feels very day-to-day, the emotions of the fan base, and yeah, we're all revved up in one direction, and you know, you're beautiful and all the rest of it. You're 3-1 with Jimmy, and that's great, and then you go out to Sacramento, and maybe you lay an egg.
Maybe.
Or even if you beat Sac, and then you lose to Dallas at home, and we come back on Monday, and it's like, well, still one game above 500, still the 10 seed. The emotions and the feelings might be colored by what happens the next 2 days.
Maybe, but, well, certainly over the next, you know, you're
two
talking
games,
about,
yeah,
the next 2 games. I'm not in a situation where I think tonight, like I've heard some people say this is almost do or die. And I don't
know.
Yeah,
like tonight?
Well, and not meaning like, oh, they're out of it or something.
Like, but it's a must win.
Well, from an emotional standpoint.
Right.
Like, this is something that they need to show themselves that they're ready to do. Sacramento has had their number, right? That fan base gets turned up when the Warriors are coming to town. But now they've been weakened. I know Zach LaVine is still, like, that's a dude. But, you know, they lost De'Aaron Fox. That's a wayward organization.
He was an almost future Warrior.
Yeah, I mean,
if you believe the reports.
Which I don't.
I don't either.
But anyway.
And I only don't believe him because I didn't want that to happen.
I only don't believe him because half the stuff we did read on Twitter during the trade deadline was proven to be false.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler refuses to sign an extension with the Warriors. Well, but ask me again tomorrow.
Well, until they get to 9 figs.
Yeah, that's not a refusal.
Yeah.
That's not a refusal.
I get it.
I don't want to today, or maybe not. Maybe it wasn't even that. Maybe that was simply the Miami Heat and Phoenix Suns playing some sort of game with one another.
Of course.
I have no idea.
And you know that that's what happens going up to a deadline all the time. It's the lying season and all the rest of it. But I don't think that it's do or die tonight or even when you get to Sunday. And I wonder how Steve Kerr feels about, and I know it's a little bit different because you have Sacramento tonight. And after the game, you'll take your bus home. And then you have a 12:30 game on Sunday. But it is kind of a quick turnaround. You know, it's only about, 36 hours between games.
Well, that's okay. And you're not that far away. But I know you're kind of joking based on what happened there at the end of the, right before the All-Star break. But yeah, like, I will say this, to say that like, oh, these next two games are not do or die. Sure, they're not. I will tell you this right now. You can go ahead and put this in ink, y'all.
It's the radio, so, go ahead and mark the tape.
Grab a pen. Okay. Like, yeah, I got a pen right here. Write it down in ink.
All right, yeah.
If they lose both of these games.
Okay, if they lose both.
You're going to hear.
You're going to hear.
A very.
Very.
Very large thud.
Two varies and a thud.
On the radio on Monday.
Oh, boy.
You don't think so?
Oh, for sure. Like a thud, like as if, like. Time to
air out of the balloon.
Time to sag for flag.
Air out of the balloon. You can't, after all this,
right?
You can't go lose both of these.
I get it, but you got Charlotte Tuesday. It's a nice bounce back spot. Just kidding.
You got a week off, and you come back for back to back games against teams that are right there in the play in with you, who are both missing a star that they have had for the entire year up to this point. No, you're not allowed to lose both of them. If they lose by two tonight and then they handle Dallas on Sunday, I won't come in concerned. If they lose both of these games, then we had a silly conversation for the last week and a half.
Right.
Like that's absurd.
It doesn't mean that it's over.
It's not.
It would be
over,
a setback. It would be like you're saying a deflating of the balloon.
Okay, you've had
for sure.
You've had 8 days where Draymond Green said we're going to win a title. Jimmy Butler flew to Dubai to tell friends that he thinks that they can win a ring. And Steve Kerr twice was like, "Love that he said it. I'm in. Yes, this team can win a championship." If they lose both of these games this weekend, that was all a bunch of complete junk. Everything that everyone said, if they come out and lose both of these games, that would be ridiculous.
It'd be disappointing. I won't go so far as to say that would be ridiculous NBA teams win and lose games all the time, but it would be a bummer because then you'd be sitting at a game below 500. But here's the other part of it, and this is why I say that I myself and many fans are living game to game, because if you go out there and you win both, and let's just say that Dallas loses to New Orleans, which they're allowed to do, and they play them tonight. If Dallas loses to New Orleans and then you beat Dallas, you're going to be the 8 seed by Monday.
Yeah.
So you go from the 10 to the 8 with two wins, or if you lose both, to your point, you lose both, you lose to Dallas, you lose to Sac. Now you've got a gap between both you and Dallas and Portland. They're coming. No. I mean, they're a ways back.
And they lost last night.
Right.
I would be more activated by the fact that, for example, the Clippers lost last night. A game that they probably could have, should have won. They led the Bucks most of the way, and then they got absolutely crushed in the fourth quarter. Mm. And that's the sixth seed that apparently Steve Kerr has circled. That's who has it right now. And they lost. So, I mean, Grandy, I know you're eating, so I'll give you a second here to chew. What was the exact words you said about this specific game tonight against the Sacramento Kings and sort of like the importance that you put on it? I mean, you don't have to look at the text message. You could just say what you feel.
They better win this game.
See, that's what I mean. Why they better?
Because the Kings aren't as good as they were in the past. You are talking about how you can win a championship. You have been embarrassed by this Kings team recently. They have come out and dominated you the last few times you've played them, or you have a really, really rough fourth quarter collapse versus them. Do you have any pride left? Then you come out and you win this game.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lucas. Director of shouts.
Wow,
in the back.
That was awesome, Luke. That was great. That was great to weigh in.
And that was a great post sandwich take. And the other part of it is, if you look at it, if you lose to Sacramento, then you lose the tiebreaker because they beat you. To Mark Grandy's point, they beat you by 30. They beat you by 6. So you need to win both of these just to revert to another tiebreaker. And it's the same thing with the Clippers. And we all want to talk about them getting over on the 6, but they've played the Clippers 3 times. And it's loss, loss, loss. So you need to be one game better than L.A. if you even want to get the 6. You can't tie the Clippers and think you're going to win the tiebreaker. You lose the tiebreaker against the Lakers and against Dallas, which is interesting. Right now it's one game with a win and 2 games with a loss. So that game becomes big, too, in terms of tiebreaker as well.
I will say this, and I know that this is not a saving grace right now, but the idea that the Warriors won't at least make the play-in tournament is over. That's over. Go ahead and breathe easy.
Well, I mean,
For real. Sure. I hope everybody saw what the Suns did last night. So the Phoenix Suns. They dropped a tough one. They lost by double digits.
To a Wemby-less.
On the road. Yep. After a week off, on the road to a team that literally had just gotten the news that their best player's out for the year. And by the way, your boy was all over that one. Cha-ching. Because I've been trying to tell everybody who will listen this. The Suns.
Thanks for giving it to us beforehand.
They're done.
I mean, he could have given it out like on the air for all of us to gravy train off
I
of.
I didn't?
But no.
You sure?
Check the tape.
Check the tape?
You keep it pretty close to the vest.
I might not actually gone in and done it until the show was over.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean,
actually, no, when did that came
You got
start?
Intel
anyway,
and
whatever.
The rest
Doesn't
of it. But
yeah, bottom line is this. The Suns are done. The Suns are done. The Spurs are now done. The Blazers are too far back. The Warriors are like if all you want is the 7 or the 8. And for a lot of people, they think that that's what's realistic. If that's what you want is to get into the top half of the play-in tournament, You just need to catch the Kings and the Mavericks, and as you just said, that might happen by the time we get back to work on Monday.
Yeah, it should. I mean,
I don't know that Dallas is going to lose to New Orleans tonight.
Right, but I mean, you should be able to beat Sacramento tonight. You should be able to beat Dallas on Sunday in a matinee at home. I mean, you're better than Dallas right now without Anthony Davis, and it's a home game, and so yeah, you should be 30-27 come Monday, and Dallas likely will be 31-27, so you'll be a half game back at Dallas, and you will have a tiebreaker with them that's 2-2, and so that will revert to, I believe, conference record and all the rest of it. But hopefully you don't have to worry about tiebreaker when you get to the end of the year. But the first one, the big one, is Sacramento. You need to get by Sacramento and get distance on 500, and then you can start to think about the sixth seed.
Willie Adames is going to call in 13 minutes right here on Willard and Dibs. Until then, we're taking your Warrior phone calls on when was the last time you felt Warrior regular season games were this must-watch. Appointment TV, appointment radio, wherever you are, however you take the games in. Drew in San Jose. Hi, Drew. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Yeah, I mean, hey guys, what's going on?
What's
Happy
up?
Friday.
Yeah, to you too.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, it's been a long time since Warriors regular season games were this. I mean, were this must watch. This like, we had this much anticipation for these games, and it's because this weekend's games are must wins. I can't really put it any other way because it's not only the Kings and the Mavs, but they are the teams that are either ahead of you or equal to you in the standings. And the tiebreakers matter here. The Kings are up 2-0 on the season series. The Mavs are up 2-1. So when you talk about tiebreakers, and that's definitely going to play a part in whether the Warriors finish, 7, 8, 9, or 10, or even 6. So these games are so important. And yeah, if they lose both these games, don't only retire Andre's jersey on Sunday, retire Steph's, retire Draymond's, because it's over.
I like that take.
Yeah, I mean, Drew, it's not bad. I don't think, and thanks, Drew, I don't think that these games are, quote, must win. I just think we're still, and it's the NBA, so don't do that to yourself. They might lose tonight. They really might. Like you say, they should win. They're a 2-point favorite on the road. Like, they absolutely might lose this game tonight.
Sure.
But I will say again, I'm going to couple the two of them. If you were to do that, and I don't expect them to or anything, but if they were to lose tonight, and if you don't follow that up by turning around, coming back home and beating a Dallas Maverick team in your own building, then there's a problem. But if they lose to Sacramento tonight and they beat Dallas on Sunday, I don't think it's alarm time.
Agreed.
Yeah, not great. Not great, not what you're hoping for, but I don't think it's alarm time.
No,
not
you
with
mentioned
25
it,
games left.
Exactly, and you mentioned it yesterday about the idea of winning 2 of every 3, and you got 27 left, which would mean you go 18-9. If you just look at the next 3, at Sacramento, home to Dallas, home to Charlotte, can you win 2 of those 3? You're damn right you can win 2 of those 3, and you should win 2 of those 3, and I think that if you can win 3 of those 3, now you're going to start to build up a little bit as you go out on the road. And I know the road trip is not super daunting with Charlotte again and a Philly team that's a little bit of a mixed bag.
Yeah, they're down.
And Brooklyn, a team that's basically given up. So of that 5-game trip, there's probably 2 wins for sure, maybe 3.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But if you can get these 3 in the next 3, now you've got a little bit of a cushion as you head out there.
And somewhere along the line, early in that road trip, potentially even as it starts, Kuminga should be back and available. I know that Steve Kerr said yesterday he's still a ways away. I wonder if all of you heard Anthony Slater on our station earlier today say that he thinks that's very much an under-promise, over-deliver thing from Steve Kerr. Don't know if it'll necessarily be Thursday in Orlando, but sometime very early on this trip. Like, I'll say it right now, I'd be very surprised if next week ends and Kuminga hasn't played basketball. Like, I think that we are 7 to 9 days away from seeing Kuminga enter back into the fold.
I think that's fair. And if you look at the trip, which starts Thursday, next Thursday, 6 days from now at Orlando, does he make the trip? Yeah, he makes the trip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
He makes the trip. Does he play Thursday at Orlando? Maybe. And then Saturday at Philly, that for me feels a little bit more of a likely landing spot. But then you've got Charlotte and New York in back-to-back games. You probably don't want to play him in both of those. So as you look at Kuminga's readiness, you do look at the schedule and you think, all right, you've got Thursday, you've got 5 games in 8 days in 5 different cities. Could Kuminga play in 3 of those? That sounds about right.
Yeah,
so
I think so.
Maybe you sit Orlando, he plays Philly, you sit Charlotte or New York, and he plays either Charlotte or New York, and then he plays at Brooklyn, and then by then, I think that he's ready to hit the ground running.
I don't know about the whole load manage idea. He's 22 years old. When you're back, you're back. You don't need to come back and take breaks.
Yeah, but I mean,
unless something doesn't feel right. Again, they're not going to put him back in there for 32 minutes.
Agreed.
They'll probably ease him in. If it feels good, keep going. There's only one back-to-back on the trip.
Yep.
Yeah.
At Charlotte, not New York.
And yeah.
So
he's fine.
He's fine, depending on how the ankle responds. And, you know, when you've been out this long, not only is it a minutes restriction based on your wind, but it's also, you know, how do you fit in with your new team? Because he hasn't played now in, 7 weeks? And it'll be almost 2 months by the time he comes back.
Here's the back and forth both yesterday afternoon on our show and then earlier today on the morning roast with the Joes. Although Nick Friedell in for one of the Joes, but anyway, here's Steve Kerr with us on Jonathan Kuminga.
He looked good, but he hasn't scrimmaged yet, so he's still a ways off. But it was great to have him back out on the court with the guys, and he's obviously a phenomenal athlete, and you know keeps himself in great shape. So now it's a matter of getting rhythm and progressing each day, and hopefully getting to the point where he can scrimmage and really put it together for a good stretch of days where he'll get cleared to play.
Okay, so Steve is doing a wonderful job here of managing expectations and keeping pressure off of Kuminga to return, because you never know when he'll show up to practice and something won't feel exactly right. So he's playing that right, but Anthony Slater, who gets to speak from a little bit more of an objective point of view, our Warrior insider and The Athletic, he's on the roast today, and here's what he said about what you just heard Steve say.
I think that was termed in a scarier way than reality by Steve. Like, my sense is probably maybe early road trip coming up. Again, this is more educated guessing, speculation, I guess you could say. It's coming. They got to get him in a scrimmage. That'll come pretty soon. Post All-Star break was always kind of, it had become the timing on what has been a really bad ankle sprain. We'll see. I mean, like I said, he's got to get through the scrimmaging, and maybe that's why Steve's using some of the cautious language, but I don't think we're that far away from a Jonathan Kuminga return.
Which, by the way, to me, only adds to the must-see television nature of what we're talking about.
Sure.
Like, there, I knock on wood, but when you look around the league right now, especially the Western Conference, Suns careening, Wembanyama is out. Anthony Davis is out. Luka is in and out of that lineup. De'Aaron Fox is now on the Spurs. All of these things that we're talking about, when you look up and down the Western Conference, there is a chance that a week from tonight, the Warriors are actually free from an injury report. A chance.
You'd hope, yeah.
There's a chance. And that's here we go again with timing is everything.
Right.
Last time something like that happened at the right time, it was 3 years ago, and they won a ring.
It was Steph, and this is Kuminga, so it's a little bit different.
Of course.
But hearing Anthony talk about a scrimmage, when you look at their schedule, they won't scrimmage tomorrow because the Sunday game's at 12:30. So after Sunday, you probably scrimmage on Monday ahead of a Tuesday Charlotte game. And by scrimmage, it's going to be Kuminga and Pat Spencer and, maybe Kirk Lacob and some of the fellas. But I do think that Monday's the day to watch as far as will Kuminga scrimmage. And if he does, then you think about maybe Thursday at Orlando or next Saturday at Philly.
Yep, I think that sounds about right.